flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Jones, the first ever 12-team college football playoff bracket has been released. We talked about it briefly with a friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez. His Oregon Ducks are the number one seed. They won the Big Ten.
He was pretty wordy about it, actually.
He actually wanted to talk a lot about that, more so than anything else ever. So, Oregon is the number one seed, Georgia the 2, and then it has to be conference champions to get a bye. So that's why Boise State out of the Mountain West and Arizona State out of the Big 12 are the 4 teams with byes.
Yeah, so that rule, by the way, sounded good in theory, but watching it in practice, get rid of that.
I think they're going to toss it. I think they toss it.
Yeah, they should.
I think they toss it because Oregon's the 1 seed, and they have a much more difficult road than Georgia, the 2 seed. It's just the way that it
worked
out. Oh, yeah.
Way tougher.
Way tougher. Yeah. So Ohio State-Tennessee is the 8-9 game. Texas versus Clemson, 5-12, after Clemson won the ACC. Penn State and SMU, the 6-11. And then Notre Dame, Indiana is the 7-10. So Alabama left out. They were probably the they did have 3 losses. I don't think they deserve to be in, but they are the ones that people were talking about the most.
I mean, it's
lost 3 games.
Right.
Alabama, you lost to Vanderbilt.
Them to unranked
you lost to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma.
Alabama would have gotten in. Right. I'm not crying for them either. They would have gotten in if Clemson if SMU beat Clemson.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. No. So you got boned. Sorry, but you're not in it. 12 teams are in it. That's plenty of teams. You're not one of them. You weren't winning it anyway, so you don't need to cry about it.
You think Oregon wins the whole thing?
It is a tough path. So they get the winner of Ohio State, Tennessee, and then
probably Texas.
The winner of ASU and Texas.
Yeah.
I mean,
or I guess
my answer is probably still yes, but that's not an easy path. That's true.
No. But Boise State, get to see that running back kid play more games.
But Oregon's already beat Penn State, who was 3rd.
Yeah.
They beat Ohio State, who was 2nd or 3rd when they played them. And obviously Ohio State is in this thing as well. So they've already beaten 2 other teams in the dance. They probably win it. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
The world is a grab bag.
All right, Boston Celtics. We haven't had a chance to talk much Celtics today because of the Juan Soto news, our Patriots guests, and everything else going on with the football weekend. But the Boston Celtics had a couple of games since we've last been on. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday. But then on Saturday, a little back-to-back action, and they welcome old buddy Marcus Smart back to the Garden, and they lose to the Grizzlies. 127-121, Marcus Smart off the bench.
Oh, he shot the lights out.
19 minutes.
Yeah.
with a Marcus Smart like 1 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 6 from deep, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. But
he must have been playing a winning game. Oh, he was -10 in 19 minutes. Got it.
He hurt them significantly when he was out there. But you know who's had an awesome year is John Morant.
He has.
John Morant is back.
You saw that dunk?
Well, yeah. I thought he wasn't dunking. Didn't he say
that? He just said he wasn't dunking.
He said, I don't dunk anymore.
And then he like double clutch threw down on Porzingis' head. Reverse. Double clutch dunked on Porzingis' head.
Yeah. So
it's pretty sweet.
He's been awesome. The Grizzlies have been good. So they're 16-8. But second half of back-to-back, no Al Horford. But they did have their main starting line. They had their real starting lineup in the game. They didn't shoot great from three as a team. Tatum, another one of these clunkers. He was 1 of 10 from three.
And 6 of 21 from the floor. They were 18 of 60 overall from
three. Drew Holiday took 17 threes.
Okay, well, here's the deal. They were leaving him wide open.
Yep.
And
like they're giving him the Rondo treatment.
Yeah. You know what? And I don't want to give Marcus Smart too much credit, but I wonder if Smart said, hey, this bothers Tatum and Brown if you don't leave them. Like, leave anybody else.
Yeah.
And maybe it was up to the coaching staff to figure out who that was, or maybe I'm giving Marcus Smart too much credit. But he does have a lot of institutional knowledge about Tatum and Brown.
Yeah.
Watch that going forward. Because Mazzulla came out after the game. He's like, I love it. I hope more teams do it. Drew's an all-star. Dangerous plan to do that. I'd do that now. If I'm other teams, I'm letting Drew Holiday launch. Go ahead and launch. And we're going to cover everybody else and see if you can beat us. They couldn't beat the Grizzlies that way.
It's got to be in your head, too. Because you're not that bad of a shooter. But you're obviously not a great shooter from there. Right, on the season, he's like under 33%, and that includes the game.
He's a 40% shooter a year ago, but it's because they're wide open.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're coming in the flow of the offense. These are going to be wide open, but you're almost
different.
Forced to shoot it. It is different. I'd keep doing that. He's probably a good enough player to shoot him out of it, but until you prove you can, I keep doing that.
So the Celtics are now 19-5 on the season. They're off until Thursday when they play Detroit. Another game that feels like they've played the Pistons 5 times already, but they're going to play the Pistons again.
Ma'am, what'd they do with Lieutenant Grab Bag?
So the guy who sent all these Forrest Gump grab bags sent in like a ton more Forrest Gump grab bags.
More of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bubba told me everything he knew about Grab Bag.
Oh, wow. I thought that was going to be...
No.
Like just the never-ending shrimp references, all grab bags?
No, didn't do that.
Okay, good.
My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me Grab Bag.
I feel like it's too much. I mean, I know it was an Oscar-winning film.
There's some deep cuts from Forrest Gump.
The Jitty and Me was like peas and grab bag.
It's too much. I feel like it's way too much.
I would have gone with grabs and bags there.
I'm pretty tired. Thank God. Grab bag. No.
Why are you so good to me?
You're my girl.
I'll always be your
grab bag.
The guy just loves Forrest Gump. So he's sending like a pile. There's too many of them.
I almost respect him going back to the being
he's like, guys, I have more Forrest Gump grab bags.
Forrest Gump grab bags. I almost respect it more.
Do you?
Yeah.
My mom always said life was like a box grab bag. You never know what you're going to get.
I suppose that's true. All right, the Boston Bruins, Jones. The last time we saw them, they hadn't played Philly. They got an overtime win over the Flyers on Saturday, and they've now won 4 in a row. They're off once again tonight. They will be in Winnipeg tomorrow to start this 5-game Western road trip. Winnipeg's been nasty this year, and I remember when Montgomery got fired and they turned it over to Sacco, or maybe even right before Montgomery got fired, we were saying they have a window of games against not great opponents that they need to pile up a bunch of points. And to their credit, they've done just that.
They have. I give our good pal DJ Bean credit for this. He was talking about the easy schedule coming up. They fattened up on it, but let's see if they can handle teams like Winnipeg going forward. Mm-hmm. The key is going to be guys like Marchand, who got the tying goal over the weekend, guys like Pastrnak, who got the feed to Zacha for the overtime winner. Those guys need to stay hot. Those guys need to stay going, and they're playing well off one another right now. Marchand and Pastrnak, we've seen them playing together on a line these last couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if that lasts or if that's just a shot in the arm to get them going. But either way, now when you start getting tougher opponents, this is when it's going to matter more. I give them credit for fattening up and getting points. They needed to get points, but let's see how long they keep it up.
So you go on and stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because I tell you the truth, I don't give a
grab bag.
Boston College football going to be taking on Nebraska in the Pinstripe Bowl.
I feel like BC's played in this bowl.
They have,
right?
Yeah, I think they have. Yeah.
So I mean, I know Yankee a lot Stadium. Of. I know a lot of the ways it works is if you're like the fifth ACC team,
get in there.
You end up going to the pinch. I know it's kind of predetermined that way, but yeah. It takes away when you go to the same bowl every other year.
Yeah, but you can really kind of mark your territory. Like we're
that's true.
Yeah, we have all the pinstripe records.
Yeah, like we recruit the Bronx like nobody's business.
Like nobody's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Patriots game this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals will be on CBS, and you'll be happy to know that Tom McCarthy will be on the call alongside Jay Feely, Ross Tucker, and Amanda Bialanis.
Bialanis. Nice. Well, Ross Tucker, who will be on WEEI afternoons tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's part of it, him and Jay Feely.
Yep, you get them all.
Wow.
Got them
is
all
that a normal
there.
Broadcast team for CBS every week?
I don't remember this team.
I mean, I
just keep, yeah, I
don't
guess.
Make me.
It seems new to me.
Don't make me long for the days of Spiro Ditas and Arch. Don't
no,
make me
no,
do that.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Where's Arch?
Well, we'll find out. Maybe this will be our new favorite team.
Maybe.
Who's to say?
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, how about the Golden Globe nominations came out today?
Oh.
I won't rip through every single one.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of them, but just for the TV series,
okay.
Best drama or TV and movie. I'll give you TV and movies, all the actors and stuff. You can look it up. Best drama series: The Day of the Jackal, The Diplomat, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Shogun, Slow Horses, and Squid Game.
Okay,
the new
season.
Which is crazy. It's not even out.
In there. It's not even out.
It's not out yet, but they must have. I'm sure the people that vote on it have all seen it, which is good because it comes out the day after Christmas. And I loved season 1, so maybe this will be good. Shogun was excellent.
I was gonna say I've heard you talking that up in the past. So is that out of what you've seen? That's your pick.
Shogun was really good. Day of the Jackal. I'm 3 episodes in, and it's very good.
Okay.
It's the Eddie Redmayne show on Peacock. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I've heard good things about, haven't watched. Slow Horses, they're on like their 4th season, I think. It's the Gary Oldman show on Apple. And then The Diplomat. Was The Diplomat the one with Kate Winslet? I feel like I watched an episode and ducked on that.
Not for you.
I would say Shogun. Yeah, Shogun should be the favorite.
Okay.
Best musical / comedy series: Abbott Elementary, The Bear, The Gentleman, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, and Only Murders in the Building.
Okay, so that and The Bear, they kind of clean up at these award shows,
all
right?
The time.
So
I think The Bear got a bunch of noms, which it's also not a comedy. Everybody always asks about it. They do weird things with their categories.
I don't know who the favorite is out of Only Murders in the Building and
yep.
The Bear, but just from watching award shows, I feel like those shows typically clean up.
Good question by Clappy Cheeks 10 in the Twitch chat. The Penguin?
Yeah, where's The Penguin?
For some reason, got tied into TV movie anthology series, some other category.
Oh,
which I don't think it is. It should be
so
in
it
like
is.
Drama.
It is nominated, but it's not up for best drama.
Correct.
Got it.
They put it in the wrong category.
Got it.
So it did in fact get nominated for something. All right, the movies: Best Picture Drama, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Nickel Boys, and September 5th.
Okay,
I've seen lie.
The Bob Dylan one doesn't look so hot.
No,
you've seen Dune 2.
I've seen Dune 2. That's it. I've seen almost 60 movies that have come out this year.
None of them.
One of those 6. So dumb. All right, and then the Best Picture Musical Comedy. So, yeah, I would go Dune 2, but I have nothing to compare it to. The Best Picture Musical Comedy noms: Anora, Challengers, Amelia Perez, A Real Pain, The Substance, and Wicked.
How many of these did you see? Out of your 60.
One. Wow. Challengers.
Boy, oh boy.
Which is supposed to be a sexy tennis romp.
Oh, that's that one.
Yeah,
right,
it wasn't
right.
Nearly sexy enough.
No?
No. Not at all.
A lot of near sex.
Apparently, Anora's really good. I didn't know it was a comedy. It probably isn't a comedy. The Substance, I think, is a horror movie, which I need to see. I will see that soon.
And Anora seems depressing by the trailer.
Yeah, it's like a working girl meets like a guy who's like the kid's like in the mafia, right? Or the dad is, and then yeah. They like end up as like a couple.
Doesn't seem like a comedy at all.
It does not seem super funny, but yet it got thrown in there.
It's odd that it's in the comedy.
People do session. Like Wicked though, so I wouldn't be
shocked. That'll probably win. Every other commercial break.
Yeah, wouldn't be shocked at all if that ends up winning.
Why are there so many songs about Rabbit?
How about this? Netflix will be adding Kay Adams, Robert Griffin III, Mina Kimes, Manti Te'o, and Drew Brees to its Christmas Day NFL doubleheader lineup. Hopefully the stream goes a little bit better than Tyson Paul, so you can watch a little bit.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Not. But there you go. You're going to get to see all these guys. Manti Te'o.
Another strong broadcasting team. That Tom McCarthy and Jay Feely?
Yeah.
Wow.
Move over. Everybody. I wonder, seriously, if they figure out the stream. I
bet they have.
You think so?
Won't there be less people watching that than the Paul Tyson fight? So just buy it.
It's still NFL. There will be a lot of people.
But it won't be that many, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm a grab bag. Best NBA performers from yesterday. Nikola Jokic. 48 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists nice. For the Denver Nuggets. Dennis Schroeder, 34 points and 11 assists. TJ McConnell dropped 30, had 6 assists. Tyler Hero, 34, 6, and 7. And Giannis had 34, 11, and 4. Probably have to go with Jokic.
Yeah,
they blew out the Hawks.
Well, earlier in the weekend, I think he set his career high 56, I think, happened over the weekend
as
well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, folks, we're going with a left fielder who played for the Expos, Angels, Tigers, Red Sox, Braves, and Yankees.
Okay.
Left field, he would hit left-handed.
Okay.
He had a career-high 10 dongs in the 1996 season.
Career-high, yeah. So I was about to lean in on a guy I've guessed many times. Were you going to guess Cliff Floyd?
No, I was going to guess Mark Whitten.
Hard-hitting Mark Whitten.
No,
he hit more in one game than this guy hit many seasons.
So 10?
Yeah. He broke into the majors in 1993. His last season was 2006.
Okay, what year with the Red Sox?
Looks like two games in 97.
Two
and then
games.
I think it was 9 in 2000.
Wow, okay. Give me the first teams again.
So went to the Sox, came back to the Sox.
But like for a short period of time.
Yes.
Give me the Expos, main teams.
Expos, Angels. Actually, by games played, it went Tigers, Expos, Braves, Angels, Red Sox, Yankees.
Wow.
So not really, like, I mean, a cup of coffee, the Red Sox and the Yankees.
You said left field.
Left fielder.
10 homers.
He'd pinch hit you a little bit.
Oh.
A zero-time All-Star.
So that's a hint. That's a Keith hint right there.
Hint.
I don't know what it means, but Keith's dropping hints.
He had two. No.
Ooh,
good one.
Good
guy. Pinch hit.
He had two
had to have more than 10.
Postseason at-bats. He was on the 04 Angels team. Other than that. Did not play.
I have no.
This is a deep, deep
one.
Cut. I actually got this. Somebody
Texas
texted.
Got it.
Somebody texted me to use this one.
Okay,
so this one might be even too
Darren
hard.
Darren Erstad.
No.
Nope. Not Darren Erstad. It's not Babe Ruth. It's not.
Wait, Twitch chat had it. I just saw a bunch of names.
No.
I was gonna say I don't think they did.
Not Shoeless Joe.
Somebody DM'd me this.
Oh,
one
I see.
So this
Sorry.
Is one that. So if it's really
I don't
hard.
Think any I don't think anybody's got
no
I don't see it on the nothing that looks right on the text line or Twitch chat.
All right,
I'm stumped. Are you You're stumped?
Right. Okay, stumped.
Any other clues? Are we all out of clues?
I think somebody in the Twitch has it now.
Right. They do.
Yep, Twitch, not text. Twitch chat has it.
Juan Beniquez?
It's not Juan Beniquez.
No. Curtis Pride, is that who it is?
He got it.
I saw that in there.
The Red Sox win.
I do briefly remember.
Could have given me a million guesses.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. I do briefly remember Curtis Pride being here. Kind of remember
for like a hot second.
Yeah.
I would have thought he played on some of those playoff Yankee teams, but I guess he didn't, or at least not in the postseason.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
That's how you play a random baseball player. You don't always get them. That's the thing. It's tough.
No, you do not.
You got to tune in to find out.
The risk of running a little long here, do you want an update from what Bill had to say about the job to McAfee? I'm reading from Cadlick here. Nick was cluing us in on some of this, too. He said, let me put this in capital letters about how he would run a college program. If, all caps, I was in college, the college program would be a pipeline to the NFL for the players that had the ability to play in the NFL. It would be a professional program. Training, nutrition, scheme, coaching, techniques that would transfer to the NFL, and it would be an NFL program at the college level with an education that would get players ready for their career after football. It would be geared toward developing players, time management, blah, 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 blah. I'm very confident that I have the contacts in the NFL to pave the way for those players
who have the ability.
I mean,
he's taking the job.
That's his pitch.
He's taking the job.
That's literally it right there.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I think he's taking the
job. He said, we'll see at the end of the interview.
Dude, he's taking the job.
I mean,
is like you are telling everybody on McAfee.
He at least wants it because that's a real pitch. Yeah. That's a real pitch.
I can get you to the NFL. You're going to get a bunch of kids to go there.
Yeah. Now, you know, he's going to have everybody playing special teams and they're all going to sneak in as seventh rounders. But okay.
Patricia and McDaniels can't, you know, take them in the pros because they won't be there. But still,
we can criticize, you know, how great of a NFL pipeline it would be. But that's a real pitch. That's his pitch right there.
He's doing it.
Interesting.
I think now he's a good chance.
Well, that's an interesting. It took him long enough in the interview to finally get to something.
Well, they had
to talk
about Navy.
No, they had to.
Yeah.
All right. More of this, I'm sure, with WEEI Afternoons. Wow. You're going to talk to Drake May, a UNC alum, later on today. Arkan Hart. We'll see what they have coming up, and we'll get to Clip du Jour next.